15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on a Monday, 18th day of August. Bob Graham's back. James Timberlake in the other room this morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right. You got to sleep in today.
Yeah. That felt a little different.
Thanks for filling in, James, while I was gone. Always appreciate that very much. So you did a great job.
At the very least, I did my best.
All right. That's what you put your best foot forward,
yep.
Right? All right. Well, you did. So thank you for stepping in so I could take a little respite away.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite month, August.
That's your favorite month?
It is.
Why is that?
Because I always take my vacations around August.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess I didn't realize that.
But that's not the only reason it's my favorite month. Like the summer.
Yeah.
Really get into summer. Get some heat going on, which we're going to have all week long.
So it's the hottest month of the year.
I know.
For sure.
I like that. 90 degrees today. 95 tomorrow. Hundo on Wednesday, maybe. Then back to mid-80s. We've been hitting 80s a lot this year. You notice that with the weather?
Mm-hmm. Not as many record-type days that we've had to deal with.
Right. Now, the Farmer's Almanac, I was reading through that the other day. Released its 209th edition. They always get it when it comes out, you know. Predicting that the winter for this next year will by chill, snow, repeat. Weather patterns across much of the U.S. So after a winter marked by record snowfall and extreme cold in 2024-25, the upcoming season expected to bring a more traditional winter. Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Let's get normal.
Right? I guess we'll see.
We'll see what happens. I'll have to take a look at, you know, what their accuracy rate is.
Yeah, we're going to have to call out the Farmer's Almanac.
Call out the Farmer's Market. Yeah,
the Farmer's Almanac.
Robert Redford is 89 today, birthday.
Okay.
News anchor for many years, Bob Woodruff is 64 today. I'm sure he wouldn't like me calling him 84 today. He's 64. Christian Slater, actor, is 56 today.
Okay.
Now, on the date book back to 1587, Virginia Dare became the first child of English parents to be born on American soil on what is now Roanoke Island, North Carolina. 1587. 1920, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, which guarantees the right of women to vote, was ratified when Tennessee became the 36th state to approve it. 1969, you probably mentioned this last week, Woodstock Music Art Fair.
We did, Friday. And
it concluded this morning back in 1969. And you know what the one of the last sets was? Jimi Hendrix.
Hmm. Good send-off.
I know, right? Save the best till last.
Yeah, no kidding. On a Monday morning.
On a Monday. Well, I don't know if it was Monday in 1969.
No,
that's true.
Yeah, good point.
But it was the last day, and he was finishing that out. Bad Poetry Day today. I don't know what bad poetry is.
Depends on who you ask.
That's exactly right.
It was a Monday, by the way.
It was.
I just looked it up.
In 1969.
August 18th was a Monday.
Yes.
Man, waking up to Jimi Hendrix on a Monday morning.
And there were a lot fewer people.
Yeah, true. Well, time, obviously,
too.
Yeah.
In the last day. It's like, this guy named Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, I guess we'll go check this dude out.
Yeah, go check it out.
8 a.m., just had a coffee.
Get up, waking up from the mud.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it rained.
Yeah, and they almost certainly weren't having a coffee either.
Yeah, probably not. Fajita Day. I like fajitas. That sounds good, doesn't it?
I like fajitas.
I know. I do, too. Love them. Helium Discovery Day today.
Helium Discover. Okay.
Yeah. Discovered helium.
Sure.
Hey, James, Ice Cream Pie Day. Sure. Why not start the Monday off with a little ice cream pie?
I don't know if I've ever had ice cream pie.
Haven't you?
No. Like ice cream with pie?
James? No, ice cream pie.
No. I don't think I've ever had that.
Made pie. It's ice cream. You know, you can call it whatever you want, but ice cream pie. Mail order catalog day. Don't get very many catalogs anymore.
Okay.
You get a few.
Yeah, that's true.
You get a few. Never give up day. There you go. I like that.
True.
Yeah.
Good. Probably just a good rule of thumb for the rest of your life, you know?
Yes. A doctor left the hospital, Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, got in his car, discovered a paper bag inside. When he grabbed the bag, he realized there was something alive in it, a newborn boy. That was 61 years ago. More recently, Sherwin Moscovich of Regina was trying to locate his birth parents when he came across a news story about the baby right around his birth date and said the photo of the baby, he thought, is that me? He got conflicting information from social services, leaving him in limbo, and testing became widely available. DNA connected him with a couple half-siblings, one of which had his father's address. Unfortunately, the father's memory was not very good, and said, yeah, I don't really want to mess with you. That's unfortunate. He's still searching for his mother, though. He was what they called the baby in a bag
incident. That's a okay.
All right. How would you like to know that?
I mean, that's like isn't that how they describe to children how kids are delivered? It's the what's the famous thing, the swans or whatever, not swans. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Don't leave me on an island here.
I'm sorry it's about the, helping you out there, right,
storks,
wingman?
Storks. They're
storks?
Flying.
Okay,
yeah, they have
right,
a bag,
right.
And they drop them off at the door.
Okay, now we're cooking with gas. I got it now.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't the tracking storks. You then, and I'm just back to work here for a few, you know, only for a couple hours,
yeah.
You know? Okay. The stork in the bag, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
I got you. How about a bag of cash could be yours tonight, James? Powerball.
Yeah.
No, $605 million.
I'll look for the stork on that one, too.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a nice stork delivery? He'd probably take home $300
yeah,
million.
Definitely. You know, I've started to change my mind on the whole bulk versus yearly sum thing. I think I'm leaning more.
For the yearly?
Yeah.
You get more.
Yeah.
If you're if you're young,
yeah,
I would possibly do that, because you know what you're going to do if all of a sudden, hey James, you look in your checking account and he goes, there's $300 million in there, what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Start spending.
Yeah,
but if they say, hey James, you know, I don't know what the math is on it, but you know, they say you got $1 million in your checking account and you're going to have one, we'll just say, for the next whatever years.
Let's say 65 years,
right?
I'm $4.6 million per year. This was $300
million. Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
That's why he's got
for another 65.
That's why he sits in that room, because he's got Google in front of him. So how much are you going to get every year if you get
$4.6 million if I live for another 65 years?
$4.6 million. You're getting $4.6 million. You aren't doing anything.
That's if you're struggling living off $4.6 million a year, you got to talk to somebody.
You better readjust your lifestyle, huh?
You got to talk to somebody.
Have you ever texted while you're sleeping? That's a random
texted
change.
While I was sleeping?
Yeah.
No.
You know, 35% of people have?
I think I may have like sent stuff on accident while sleeping, like because I have my phone right next to me, and I'll have it still open, and I'll share something on accident. Or I was looking at something, and then as I was looking at it, I fell asleep, and I accidentally pressed the button to share it with somebody. I think I've done that before.
Okay.
It's rare, though.
Or you're scrolling through Facebook and you're randomly liking things because you're falling asleep hitting the button.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely done that.
And you're probably randomly liking things you normally was, I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know, why am I? And I just hit the like button. Then you're going back going, where was that?
Yeah. You're like, when did I like this?
Yeah. And somebody gives you a call. I didn't know you're like that, man.
Yeah.
The World Humanoid Robot Games wrapped up yesterday. 3 days.
The World Humanoid Robot Games?
Yeah.
Okay.
The robots that look like humans. 16 countries.
I picked up on that part.
These are okay, good. High-tech humanoids raced, played football, danced.
Wow.
China's fully autonomous robots dominated the sprint finals.
Sprint, great.
Yeah. The event hosted over 500 robots competing in 26 events.
I don't want to be part of the sprint finals for the robots.
One robot was disqualified from the 1,500-meter race after its head fell off. Oops.
Such is life, you know.
And it's still running, folks.
Yeah.
And he wins the race with no head.
That's funny.
I know, right? Just crack me up.
I mean, can you imagine having the
head
kids
falls
in the,
off
the,
and
like
still
kids
going,
in the stands?
Yeah, yeah, I know, right? Kids in the stands going, oh!
Just screaming.
Air Guitar World Championships.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome. Coming
up this weekend. Actually, they start Wednesday. And where are they? Oh, Finland. Contestants, after winning national finals contests in the U.S., Canada, Japan, and elsewhere, put on wild costumes and mimic iconic guitar solos. You know who I think would have a chance of winning an Air Guitar World Championship?
Wow, I have no idea who you'd think this.
On staff?
No. Jim?
No.
So I would have said.
No. Steve Sisson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good pick.
I think Steve
yeah.
could win. Because, first of all, he'd get the dress going on.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd have it all down. I've seen him. And he got, I forget what that guitar he recently purchased about a year or so ago.
Was it a real guitar or is it,
yeah,
air,
it a real
fake
guitar.
Air guitar?
No, it is a real guitar. But I think he could do some pretty amazing air guitar.
It'd be funny if
he
purchased an air guitar.
Even though he's talented enough to play the
guitar. Yeah.
I think he is.
That's a good shout.
I know, right? He'd do it. Harvard physicist Avi Loeb has suggested sending a 6-word message to a mysterious space object, which is set to make its closest approach to the sun October 29th. The object was first detected by NASA's Atlas survey. Although NASA classifies it as a comet, Loeb said it has no tail and may be engineered rather than natural. So he wants to send a message. Hello, welcome, peace. That's a good message, right?
Well, you said 6-word message, didn't you? That's 3 words.
Oh, okay.
Hello, welcome, peace.
Hello, welcome to our neighborhood. Jeez, that's a welcome to our neighborhood.
That one's not as good.
That's not as good. Just also, how about make 3 words?
Here's
hello, welcome, peace.
Well, okay. Also, here's the other thing. Whatever, if there is something out there that is an alien of some kind that is going to pick that up, why is there any belief that it's going to understand the words that you're sending it?
Right. Well, that's a great question that you posed there, James, because they're saying now they're going to turn it over to AI and have it send it in various codes.
Okay. Also,
like
okay.
AI would know what the code
right.
of the alien ship
does
is.
It, okay.
Oh, hey, they're using the same AI we are. Okay.
Yeah.
Do some trivia.
Man. I just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Okay, James, 20 players in Major League Baseball have done this.
That's the hint I get?
Yes.
Unassisted triple play.
Hit 4 home runs Ooh. In a single game.
Oh, I knew that. Dang it. I knew that.
No player's ever hit 5 or more in a Major League game.
There's one player that's hit a grand slam twice in one inning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
His name is Fernando Tatis Sr. His son plays in the league now.
Oh. Boy, a little James trivia
there.
You
go.
Good job.
4 home runs in a single game. That happened recently, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Way to add on to that, James. Good job. WNBA's Connecticut Sun has reportedly been sold. $325 million.
Mm-hmm.
Highest price ever for a pro women's sports franchise. They say the reason it went so high, Caitlin Clark. It's not her.
Well,
it's not her team, but
and there's only going to be. I mean, it's the Connecticut Sun too, so
it's because they're filling stadiums up.
Yeah, if the New York Liberty ever gets sold, that number is going to be doubled or something like that, probably.
Yeah. Yep. And when on a dinner date, James, women like to sit next to each other while eating, while men would rather sit across from each other. Did you know that?
I always. That's okay. That's odd for. I think sitting next to each other is weird.
I think it's hard to talk.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't want to crane my head over.
I know. You want to crank your head to the left
yeah.
or the right? You know, sit across. Have a
yeah.
conversation.
No, we're not on an airplane.
James is back in the airplane pilot seat the next hour
there you go, yeah.
for Swap Shop. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock.